So great to be learning together, Share Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. And this week we're going to be focusing on interesting Tshuva Nichavadat from Rav Avadja in Chelek Dal Siman Kaf. Here's the question. Is it correct what people say that it's forbidden to take a haircut in the afternoon and certainly at night, even if you already prayed Mincha, because there's a concern based on the Kabbalah? Now, what do they mean even after prayed Mincha? So already the Mishnah, the first parak of Maseret Shabbat, tells us that we're not supposed to take a haircut in the afternoon. At least it seems to apply only to men. They're not supposed to take a haircut in the afternoon because it may become a whole mess. The barber's scissors may break, and then you're going to be stuck, and it's going to be a whole ordeal, and you're going to get, and then you're going to wind up missing Mincha. So first have to pray Mincha, and only then take a haircut if it's in the afternoon. But Al Pi Kabbalah, you have a whole line of Svardik Poskim that Rav Avadja quotes that say you shouldn't get a haircut during the afternoon, and certainly at night, based on Kabbalah. Now, as he starts over with a very formidable list, and you think, well, that's the end of that. So he begins with the Chemdat Hayamim, who say that it's a proper to get a haircut in the morning. Shouldn't do it in the afternoon, even if you already prayed. Why? Because in the afternoon is already the time when the dinim, when the Hashem's midat hadin becomes more in effect, as the Zohar says, and the morning is chesed, ba'ba, gibabor, chazdecha, already in the afternoon, and certainly until midnight becomes midat hadin. Certainly at night it becomes most prominent, and where Hashem's strict side, and as far as the Qurban, you know, the Qurban took place, started already late afternoon, and oy lanu, pasuk says oy lanu ki panayom ki natut salay arev panayom. There is a day when is with its chesed, more the evening when the dinim, at the time of dinim, are in effect, when it caused the korban. And since a haircut is symbolic of removing the dinim, of removing Hashem's strict side, so to speak, it's not proper to take a haircut in the afternoon when it's a time of din. And it's not right. Two psukim they quote in this regard from Sefer Dvarim. Both from Parasha Kitetse, or Shofatim and Kitetse. Lo tasi gvul reacha, that you're supposed to respect boundaries. The night is the time for dinim. And you're going to remove dinim at nighttime or in the afternoon? It's not right. Also, lo tachsom shor b'disho. It's the time for the shor to be eating. Don't stop him. Leave him alone. So it fits into this idea that you're not supposed to be intruding on the time of dinim by taking a haircut in the afternoon and certainly at night. Now, this is a very nice idea from the Chemdat Hayamim. Well, is this followed? Well, he wants to quote this. This is the view of the Ari, because Rav Chaim Vital said that the Ari would not take a haircut in the afternoon. Even in Erev Shabbat, he was very careful about this. And it was speaking about, if you didn't even pray Mincha, what's the Chidush of Rav Chaim Vital? So that's because the Mishnah already says you can't do it. Must be the Chidush is that they didn't take a haircut, not only if he didn't pray Mincha, but even if he did pray Mincha, he still wouldn't take a haircut because of this reason. And this same reason, this is a major Svardik Sefer, the Ches Alafim, Al Pisod, based on the Kabbalah, no haircut after Chatzot, after the afternoon, even Erev Shabbat. And Maran Achida quotes this, and Maran Be'etzba, and Rabbi Chaim Palagi quotes this as well, and in his Sefer in the Kav HaChayim, and in his Moed L'chol Chai, also a major voice, the Ben Ish Chai writes this in Parashat Vayakel, that it's not right to be taking Api Kabbalah, to be taking a haircut after Chatzot, even if you've prayed Mincha. Wow. And this is you have this also from a similar idea. Rav Avadja points out In the the Berkei Yosef, also from the Maharit Tzedek, that we don't give tzedakah at night because it's a time of dinim, and you're not supposed to intrude on their turf. So we give tzedakah at shacharit, mincha, not at arvit, because it's a time of dinim, and tzedakah is all about rachamim. So it is a similar idea. And you even have the Yerushalmi seems to be saying this as well. So, my goodness. So it seems like there's, avad tikva. There's no hope here. It seems to be a done deal. But is this the practice? So, fortunately, Rav Avadja quotes, not as prominent Rabbanim, but he quotes from, Rabbi Shlomo Alfasi, who writes that, he thinks that the Ari, when he wouldn't pray, we would say, don't take a haircut in the afternoon. That means only if he didn't pray Mincha. Which is interesting. Again, is all it says in Shar Kavanot from Rav Chaim Vital is he wouldn't take a haircut in the afternoon, and even in Erev Shabbat. Now, what's the chidush? What's the chidush is even though he had a set time for mincha, and even if it was mincha gedola, so that's the chidush. But as long as you prayed mincha, you're okay. Now, since today we're lenient about taking a haircut in the afternoon, as Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham already say, why? Why? Even if you haven't prayed mincha, then you could be lenient. Why? Because to today, since the barbers have many scissors, you know, it's not a whole ordeal of taking a haircut in the afternoon. It's not going to detract you from praying mincha. So the minhag is we do take haircuts in the afternoon, and because it's the haircuts in and outs, it's a quick process. And you get it done, and you're ready to go. Especially for men, quick in and out, quick in, quick out, and that's it. And it's not going to distract you from praying mincha. So therefore, there's room to be lenient, and therefore, Rav Avadja says concludes like this. That you don't have to be concerned to be taking take a haircut at night, and even certainly after in the afternoon, you're okay, and this the minhag is to be lenient about this, and even as the Ben Yishchai says, the minhag is to be lenient about it. And Rav Avadja concludes about the Jewish people, as he says very often, is according from the Gemara, "Menam neviim b'nei neviim, yeshem amal shi'smochi." Have what to rely upon. This is a well accepted minhag: is to take haircuts in the afternoon, therefore, even though you have a whole lineup of the very important voices among the Sfaradim who are strict about this, but the minhag is to be lenient. And therefore, I think this is pretty well accepted to take a haircut in the afternoon and the evening. Wishing everybody a great day with much bracha and much briut.